This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Haiti welcomed the new year with violence as Prime Minister Ariel Henry fled a northern city following a shootout between his security forces and an armed group that had warned the leader not to set foot in the city. Local media reported one person died and two were injured in the gunfire that forced Henry and others to duck and seek shelter as they walked out of a cathedral Saturday after attending a mass to celebrate Haiti's independence from France. The prime minister's office said Monday so-called bandits and terrorists made an attempt on Henri's life and arrest warrants have been issued. The incident is a fresh blow to his fragile interim regime that is struggling with deepening poverty and a surge in gang violence following the July 7th assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Five global nuclear powers pledged Monday to prevent atomic weapons from spreading and to avoid nuclear conflict, a rare joint statement setting aside rising West-East tensions to reaffirm a goal of a nuke-free world. Permanent United Nations Security Council members China, France, Russia, Britain, and the United States agreed, quote, "A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought." Despite the major recent escalations between both China and Russia and their Western partners, the five world powers said, quote, "The avoidance of war between nuclear weapon states and the reduction of strategic risks as our foremost responsibilities." The statement comes as tensions between Russia and the United States have reached heights rarely seen since the Cold War. And the rise of China, meanwhile, under President Xi Jinping, has also raised concerns that tensions with Washington could lead to conflict. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels seized a ship in the Red Sea, armed drones targeted Baghdad's international airport, and hackers hit a major Israeli newspaper Monday, a string of assaults that showed the reach of Iran-allied militias on the second anniversary of America's killing of a top Iranian general. All three coincided with a massive memorial in Tehran for Qasem Soleimani, the general killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020 in Iraq. Iran's hardline president, Ibrahim Raisi, demanded former U.S. President Donald Trump be, quote, prosecuted and killed. Monday's events highlight tensions in the Middle East, which has been roiled by Trump's 2018 decision to unilaterally withdraw America from a deal aimed at limiting Tehran's nuclear program. As talks continue in Vienna to try to revive the accord, Iran remains able to apply pressure from outside of the negotiations, even as it's squeezed by sanctions and a shadow war with Israel. The fire that has already destroyed South Africa's main parliament chamber flared up again Monday, about 36 hours after it started in the 130-year-old complex of historic buildings, authorities said. Firefighters were sent back to the parliament precinct in the center of Cape Town to battle the flames that reappeared on the roof of the main parliament building in the late afternoon. Before the blaze reignited, South African authorities had said it had been contained and had begun to assess the damage. The fire had started around 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. Still a mystery, the role of the man who has been arrested and being questioned by police in connection with the fire. He's due to appear in court on Tuesday. Lawmakers from France's ruling party said Monday they would not be frightened by death threats that dozens of politicians have received over a bill that will require people to show proof of vaccination to go to a restaurant or cinema or take the train. The new law removes the option of showing a negative test result instead of having the jabs and has the backing of several parties, almost certain to be passed by the lower house in a vote late Monday or early Tuesday. The proposed tightening of the rules has angered anti-vaccination activists, and some lawmakers say they've been subject to aggression, including vandalism and violent threats. France has traditionally had more vaccine skeptics than many of its neighbors, but has one of the EU's highest COVID-19 vaccination rates at nearly 90% of those aged 12 and over. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.